Audience member number two, here we go. Dave Mingus, come on up here.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here on this side of center stage. I've been sitting up in the center there for about 25 years as a season subscriber. And man, you can't see anything from up here, let me tell you. As you can see, I've been in pancake makeup in the back, and they've done a great job on me. I thank God this is radio. But here's my story. I grew up in South Carolina, and I graduated from high school in 1976. I was a member of a great Boy Scout troop there, St. Andrew's Lutheran Church. And about this time every year, we got that the same speech. It was kind of the Boy Scout graduation speech. Because, you know, we're going to break up for the summertime. We weren't going to see each other. Scoutmasters weren't going to see us. So it's time for a little, rules of engagement. Now, my three scoutmasters were all Pennsylvania Dutch by way of Dutch Fork, South Carolina. And so we had Mr. Studemeyer, Mr. Quattlebaum, and Mr. Haltewanger. Assisted by a man who is now my brother's father-in-law, Laverne Maddox. There are people named Laverne in the world. And this was early 70s. I was about 15 in, 73 or so. Vietnam's winding down. A lot of new things happening in South Carolina. We actually had three friends of mine get thrown out, expelled from the public school for wearing long Madras golf pants. Now, this was a time when, you know, change comes slowly. But there were certain aromas in the air. Change was coming in the form of puberty, et cetera. The thing you have to know about Boy Scouts, and for those of you who've been through it and are perhaps involved in it now, is you have to be aware of what are called the three fumes. You got to get that kid moving along, get him up to Eagle Scout, because about 15, 16, 17, it's gasoline, perfume. And then, of course, in the early 70s, it was grass. So grass came to the South. Now, my three scoutmasters were all civilian employees of McIntyre Air National Guard Base. There were no sons among any of their families. They all had daughters and women, and the whole reason they were in Scouts was to get away from all those women with each other so they could have those, you know, kind of bromance weekends when once the boys were in bed, you get out that coffee cup, you pour stuff in it, throw it in the fire, fire leaps up magically. What could they be drinking? But this was the speech. Now, boys, out there, I know there's all kinds of wacky stuff going on. You've got that Jim Stafford singing that song about the Wildwood Weed. You got drug dealers hanging out in your schools and on the corner. And you got to understand this is what's going to happen. You're going to start smoking that wacky weed. Before you know it, you don't give a damn about school. You don't care about grades. You stop even coming to school. All you want to do is smoke that dope. Before too long, you see little Susie down the hall. You think, well, take her out, maybe go out. You go out, you smoke a little dope with Susie, For too long, you start to kind of lose your sense of things. You go out, you get in the backseat of that car, but you might not remember to take that rubber, you don't have protection. Next thing you know, you got little Susan pregnant. She's knocked up. You've been thrown out of school for not coming or sassing off because you smoked dope. And before you know it, you'll be living down that road in the trailer park. You've been dreaming your whole high school life of that Trans Am with that flaming pigeon on the hood, and it's going to be up there on blocks because you can't afford to keep that car because Susie's expected wins. And all you get is no high school diploma. You're working at the Dairy Queen. Susie's got twins. It's nothing but dirty diapers up and down. Dirty diapers, dirty diapers, dirty diapers. And then your big treat is going to be going over to her parents' house every Sunday and sitting there looking at her mother, which is going to be her in about 30 years. Now, boys, don't get me wrong, but, one of those drug dealers comes to talk to you, you come and talk to your old scoutmaster. Now, I was reminded of this story because this past weekend I was up in Princeton where, lo and behold, I walked into Wegmans, and I bought beer, and I bought wine, And down in good old conservative South Carolina in the early 70s, you could buy beer and wine in the 7-Eleven. Maybe we'll get that eventually in Maryland. Who knows? But the final resolve of Mr. Studemeier was this. Those drug dealers start talking to you, you come to me. We'll sit down. We'll go down to the bar and have a beer, and we'll talk about it. We're going to keep you clean, boy. We're going to make you Eagle Scout. Thank you very much.
Epic. An epic story from Dave Mingus.